This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Welcome, everybody, to the Boiler Alert Podcast. With you, as always, I'm your host, Andrew Ledman.
And I'm excited.
There you go. That voice you hear is Ryan Bonaparte. We are coming to you at 9:20 p.m. on Wednesday, May 31st, about 2.5 hours before the deadline. Zach Edey just announced he was coming back to Purdue basketball about 8-9 minutes ago. So I'm excited. I'm thrilled. Ryan, what's your first reaction?
How great of him to use a Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. A really big energy one, too. You know, a lot. It's the one where he's screaming into the mic, head hitting on the microphone. Really good energy. I love it.
A tier right there. Oh, we were right.
Yes.
It's good to say we were right.
That's right.
Gotta be excited.
And, I mean, I don't know about you, but the whole entire day, I was just spent on Twitter, just refresh, checking my DMs for random people telling me, oh, I know he's coming back, trust me, or I don't think he's coming, it seems like bad news, have you heard anything? And it's just like, I have no idea what's going on, just a bundle of energy. Were you the same way?
Yep, and those sources you had, liars.
In fairness, the one person who claimed to me in my DMs that he was coming back said he sent me some messages from May 11th and said, trust me, this is what I've heard on May 11th, he's coming back. He was wrong about the time. He did say it would be around 3 o'clock today. But, you know, ultimately he was right. Whether this person had sources or not, I don't know. Because, you know, you and I have both been saying he was coming back. And we're right too, but we didn't really have sources. So, who really knows who had inside information or not, but one way or another, Zach Edey is going to be back for Purdue next year. Did you see the video that the Purdue basketball Twitter account put out as well?
Yes, and I want my closet to work like that, where you can just do the wheel and have the uniforms close.
Yeah, almost like it's got like the dry cleaning thing, you know, where you just hit the button and it goes all the way around and you find the one you're looking for. So yeah, I mean, if you didn't see the tweet, Edey just says, run it back, and then the Wolf of Wall Street gif, and man, so we waited all day for this, we're like 2.5 hours away from the deadline. Do you think he just made up his mind, or do you think this was something they had in the works? Because the fact that Purdue basketball had a video ready implies to me that this is something they knew was going to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in fairness, Purdue basketball also could have had both set
true,
up.
True.
I know some journalists do that where they set up both sides of the story just in case one happens.
And we did that today on the site too. So, for example, Jed had a he's staying and a he's leaving article written. And all he was waiting for was official word to drop in and then hit publish. And so, I mean, he got his story out about 1 minute after the Zach Edey tweet went out. So we certainly understand, you know, doing some pre-writing here on the site.
Yeah, it always helps to be prepared. But, yeah, I think Zach's known for a while. Just with the conversations he's had, you know, we mentioned it yesterday. I'm not sure he got enough of a boost from his, albeit really stellar combine, but it's just a difficult position being who he is in the NBA. He can come back, he can work on some more skills, you know, add some more tools to his toolbox and give it another go next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's just incredible too, that Purdue is getting the National Player of the Year to come back for another year of college basketball. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the details of his NIL, and we probably won't get official details on that, maybe ever. But I would think Edey is going to make easily over $1 million next year, and good for him. And it seems like he was not guaranteed that he was going to get drafted. It was not guaranteed that if he did, it would be a guaranteed contract in that second round, because it is such a crapshoot. So it just seemed to have probably made sense financially for him to come back and stay at Purdue for one more year, be big man on campus in more ways than one for 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, I think it might have been a sort of a game of chicken as well with Oscar Tshiebwe, who announced he's also he is going to the draft.
Right.
So it's almost to the point where, okay, this town's not big enough for both of us.
Yeah.
Most towns wouldn't be.
No.
But
a lot of tall door frames in that town.
Exactly. So if you have a team guaranteeing one big man spot, you know, with Tshiebwe going, you know, just might as well come on back, run it back, as he says, and try doing something for the first time in 52 years.
Okay, and what would that be?
Yeah, trying to be the first man since 71-72 to win back-to-back consensus All-American. That was Bill Walton.
Wait, All-American or Player of the Year?
Player of the Year, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that would be one heck of an accomplishment. I mean, and he's certainly got a very good chance to do it. Yep. We don't know, obviously, if there's going to be a big-name freshman coming in or somebody who has some vast improvement from year to year.
Right.
But you would have to assume he's the favorite coming into next season. So, I mean, just great day overall for Purdue basketball. You know, it's just, I'm almost not in shock, but it's just, it hasn't really hit me yet that we're going to have more or less the same team next year. Obviously, we're losing David Jenkins Jr. You know, some transfers as well. But at the same time, Purdue bringing in Miles Colvin, Purdue getting some folks off redshirt, and it should be a very good team next year.
Right.
You heard me in the last episode, predict a Final Four for next year if Zach Edey returned, and I feel good about that right now. You know, it's going to be different as we get toward March of 2024, but right now I feel pretty good. But what I want to do is we're going to take a quick break, and what I want to do then is have each of us come up with a wild prediction for next year with this news of Zach Edey returning. Doesn't have to be a Zach Edey prediction. It could be any Purdue basketball prediction. But now that we know the complexion of the roster, I'd like to just throw out some wild theories for us. So we will be right back with you to entertain you with our wildest dreams about Purdue basketball.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. McKissick helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And we are back. So, before the break, I said we're going to throw out some crazy theories, and since I did not give Ryan a heads up that I was going to do this, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And I am going to say that Zach Edey will indeed win back-to-back National Player of the Year. As you said, it's going to be the first time in 52 years, but I think he's coming back, and not only is he, you know, he's an incredibly dominant player, he's not going to get shorter. And I've heard he's just tall, but he's going to continue to dominate around the basket, and he's going to also add an additional wrinkle to his game of a 10 to 12 footer, and it's going to improve this offense so much. And I just really believe that his numbers will go slightly down from points per game, but I think you'll see him improve in every other facet of the game, and I think his defense is going to be so much better next year that he's just going to look like a completely dominant player once again.
It's so difficult not to focus on Zach Edey. I think I have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's you certainly can. I'm just saying if you view it as, you know, Zach Edey is coming back, so I think X player is going to be able to have a breakout year. You can do that as well.
Oh, no, I think I'll stick with Zach Edey, and I think I'll throw something way out there.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Zach Edey takes at least five three-pointers in the season.
Okay. How many does he make?
Probably two.
Okay. I mean, you know, 40%. I'll take 40%, even if it's only out of five.
Mm-hmm. Matt Painter's probably going to tear his hair out when that happens, but...
Yeah, he's going to do the classic Matt Painter, hands on his head and arms out at his side. That's the Matt Painter, like, what are you doing? And then, oh, okay.
Fantastic. It's a little too easy to say, all right, he's back. They're just going to run to the Final Four. So, I'll stick with 5 3-pointers throughout the season.
Okay. So, I got a couple more questions for you just to wrap this up. One question. With Zach Edey back and the rest of the roster returning, what do you think expectations for regular season Big Ten play are? Is Purdue the team to beat for the Big Ten regular season title? Or, you know, Michigan State had a couple guys come back today. Illinois did as well. Is that a three-team race, or is Purdue the clear favorite at the start?
I think it's more of a two-team race between Purdue and Michigan State with Akins and Hogard coming back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I think Michigan State is going to be very good next year.
Yeah, and anytime Tom Izzo is probably tearing his hair out, it's always a good time. So with the news of Zach Edey coming back, he'll have something to complain about for the entire season.
That's right.
So,
that's right. That. Yeah, do we think Big Ten officiating is going to be any different next year?
I mean, considering the entire focus of collegiate sports is probably going to be on Purdue games, probably not.
Well, I'd love to believe that things will change, but I'm an optimist, but I'm also not, you know, I'm not a cockeyed optimist. I'm able to look at things and be a little bit realistic about what's going to happen. So I don't imagine things will change too drastically.
Once you start getting scratches, that's when you start calling fouls.
Yeah. Yeah. So, whoo boy. Very excited about this. And question number two, do we think this puts additional pressure on Purdue that next year has to be a Final Four year?
I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say no is because the players are not going to allow that pressure to stack like it did last year. I think it clearly affected them at the end there. And, you know, everyone can say, oh, we play cool, we take it one game at a time. But, like, they understood that. But it affects you, right?
Yeah.
So I think Purdue, especially now that, you know, Lawyer and Smith are no longer freshmen. Let's get that out of the way first. You know, you can't say this team is full of young guns anymore. They've got an extra year of experience across the board. I think they're going to pull it more together and be more focused, but that external pressure is going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It always is, right?
I think the external pressure is going to be very, very high, not only on Edie, but on everyone on this team and the coaching staff as well. I mean, the pressure on Matt Painter will be astronomical. Coming off a loss to a 16 seed, coming off, you know, such a weird season where you win the Big Ten, you win the Big Ten tournament, lose to a 16 seed. It's something that's never been done.
Right.
So we'll see how he does this year with his top guy back. I want to ask you one more thing before we head out for the night. There obviously is going to be two guys that are basically coming, two new guys coming into the program, and one coming off a red shirt. So, is Jones the transfer? Yeah, Lance Jones is the transfer coming in. And then we've also got Miles Colvin coming in, and then Cam Heidi coming off a red shirt. Of those three, who do you see as making the biggest impact?
I think this is difficult because it's all three sort of they're all
they fill
very
different
roles.
Paths. Yeah.
Yes. So obviously, Cam Heidi, you have that athletic guy coming in, and we all know how well that can work with a red shirt. We saw it in Mason Gillis. So he can definitely – he's more well-rounded. Lance Jones is a veteran coming in, but we know that may not always work, and we saw that with, like, a Jahad Proctor and a David Jenkins Jr. Sometimes it doesn't transfer. And then – Miles Colvin is obviously coming in. He is so very well established in high school, but that's always a toss-up. Personally, I think it'll be Colvin coming into his role more so, but I really can see Lance Jones filling in that point guard role and sort of being a ball handler, especially with Brandon Newman transferring and David Jenkins leaving. So that's an important role to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, Miles Colvin is the obvious answer for the one who's going to make the biggest difference just because he fills a role that no one else on the team does. But that being said, since you chose him, I will go the other way. I will say Cam Heidi just because he is so athletic. He's kind of, again, he's like Colvin, and then he's an anomaly on this team in that no one else that we have really fills that role. And if he's coming off, you know, he had some injuries in the redshirt season, but he had a year to get healthy and a year to learn the system. And all reports are that he's, you know, he's extremely dedicated, extremely talented, an extremely quick study. So to have him come off a redshirt would be, you know, quite the coup for Matt Painter. So he is another one that I'm really looking forward to. So I'll place my money on him. So there you go, folks. Ryan, you got anything else? Otherwise, I think we're going to head out for the evening. But man, you know, what a great day for Boiler Nation.
Yeah, just giddiness.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Absolutely giddy. Perfect. Yep. So there we go, folks. Zach Edey coming back. Big Maple returning. It's going to be a hell of a season. We'll catch you next time, folks. Boiler up.
Hammer down.